Welcome to Breaking Free From Within, the podcast where we dive deep into personal development, self-healing, and the journey to living a fully aligned life. I'm your host, Prairie Francia, certified health coach, Reiki master teacher, and substance use disorder professional. My mission is to help you break free from self-sabotaging behaviors and step into the healthiest, most empowered version of yourself. Welcome back to Breaking Free From Within. I'm Prairie Francia, your guide at the intersection of evidence-based recovery and energetic alignment. This is the start of season three, and in this season, we're focusing deeply on addiction, recovery, and transformation. Whether you're in your first days of sobriety, years into your journey, or supporting others as a counselor, therapist, or recovery coach, this is your season. Over the next several episodes, I'll be walking you through the Empowered Recovery Course, my forward-thinking curriculum designed to heal the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. We'll cover the same principles and practices I teach in treatment centers, train other professionals to deliver, and use with my own clients to create lasting change. Now, if you've been listening for a while, you know I love sharing science and strategy, but here's the truth. Hearing information is only part of the journey. Change comes when you take what you've learned, reflect on it, and begin applying it to your own life. That's why this season, you're not just going to listen, you're going to do a little bit of the work right here with me. So as we move through each episode, I'll invite you to pause, to think, and even to write down what comes up. These moments are your opportunity to begin rewiring your brain, realigning your energy, and creating the internal space for the changes you want to see. Today's episode, our first of the season, is called Rewiring Your Brain, The Science of Change. We'll explore how dopamine shapes your habits, how neuroplasticity makes change possible, and why creating new pathways in your brain is not only a clinical reality, it's an energetic invitation to step into a new version of yourself. And I'll be tying in one of my favorite tools from the Empowered Recovery curriculum, a simple motivational interviewing question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how ready are you to create a new pathway in your life? Don't overthink it. Just notice what number comes to mind. Here's your first moment of reflection. Why that number? And what would it take to move it up by 1 point? By the end of this episode, you'll understand why that question is so powerful, how it taps into both your brain chemistry and your inner alignment, and how you can use it as a catalyst for change, starting today. And be sure to stay with me until the end, because I'll also share a preview of our next episode where we'll dive into the stages of recovery, what they are clinically, how they unfold in real life, and how understanding them can help you move from surviving to thriving. All right, let's get into it. Rewiring your brain, the science of change. I want you to picture something. Imagine walking the same dirt path every single day. Over time, the grass gets worn down, the soil hardens, and without even thinking, your feet just follow it. That's exactly how habits work in the brain. In addiction, the brain becomes so efficient at traveling that well-worn path, whether it's reaching for a drink, a drug, food, or any other coping behavior, that it feels automatic. Dr. Nora Volkow, director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, explains that addictive substances and behaviors overactivate the brain's dopamine system, strengthening those neural pathways until they dominate decision-making. The hopeful part is that neuroscience shows those pathways can be changed. This is where neuroplasticity comes in, the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections. Dr. Michael Merzenich, a pioneer in this field, calls it the brain's lifelong capacity to adapt, for better or worse, to the things we do most. Here's your moment to reflect. What's one path in your life you'd like to stop walking down? And what's one new path you'd like to start? And speaking of pathways, let's look at the chemical messenger that drives so many of them. Dopamine. Dopamine isn't just the pleasure chemical people think it is. As Dr. Wolfram Schultz at the University of Cambridge explains, dopamine is more about anticipation and motivation than pleasure itself. Here's the loop. You encounter a cue, maybe stress at work or a social trigger. Your brain predicts a reward from a certain behavior, like drinking, using, overeating, or scrolling on your phone. That prediction spikes dopamine, pushing you toward the action. The DSM-5 recognizes this pattern as part of substance use disorder. persistent use of a substance despite harmful consequences, driven by powerful neurological reinforcement. In recovery, the work is not just about resisting the old behavior. It's about teaching the brain to anticipate new, healthier rewards. And this is where science meets energy. Because the things you choose as your new rewards need to not only feel good physically, but resonate with who you are becoming. Reflection moment. What's one healthy behavior you enjoy that could become your go-to when a craving hits? Once you have that in mind, the next step is learning how to help those new responses stick. SAMHSA describes recovery as a process of change, physically, mentally, emotionally, and socially. From a brain science perspective, that means two things are happening at once. The old pathways are becoming less dominant, and new pathways are forming and strengthening. In addiction neuroscience, this is called extinction learning, teaching the brain that an old cue no longer leads to the old reward. But extinction alone isn't enough. Research from the University of New South Wales shows that replacement learning, pairing those same cues with a new, healthier behavior, creates much stronger, longer-lasting change. Energetically, I think of this as the moment you shift from avoiding the bad to aligning with the good. When behavioral science meets intentional energy work, you're not just breaking an old habit, you're creating an entirely new energetic signature for your life. Reflection moment. Think of a situation that often triggers you. How could you respond in a way that grounds you and aligns with the version of yourself that you're becoming? And that leads us perfectly into one of my favorite tools for guiding this process, motivational interviewing. As a self-employed health and wellness coach, I wear many hats, working with clients, creating content, managing marketing, and handling administrative tasks. It became overwhelming, and I realized I was spending more time on behind-the-scenes work than on what I truly love. That's when I discovered Outsource Doers. They matched me with a skilled virtual assistant who was already trained in digital marketing and administrative tasks. Initially, I was hesitant, fearing it might add to my workload, but it turned out to be the best decision I've made for my business. We collaborate seamlessly. Some days we touch base. Other days she independently manages tasks with efficiency and expertise. She's brought skills to the table that have elevated my business beyond what I could have imagined. Outsource Doers provided comprehensive support, ensuring I had the tools and guidance to work effectively with my assistant. Now I focus on my passion, serving clients and creating meaningful content while enjoying more quality time with my family. If you're feeling stretched thin, I highly recommend exploring this option. I'd be delighted to refer you personally to Outsource Doers to ensure you receive the same exceptional service I did. Click the link in the show notes, provide your name and email, and I'll make the introduction for you. Here's to making more time for the things we love, and finally getting the support we deserve. In the Empowered Recovery curriculum, we start with a readiness scale. It's a motivational interviewing technique where I simply ask, on a scale of 1 to 10, how ready are you to create a new pathway in your life? Research by William Miller and Stephen Rolnick, the founders of motivational interviewing, shows that people are far more likely to commit to change when they hear themselves explain why they want it, instead of being told why they should. If your number was a 4 today, your goal isn't to jump to a 10. It's to ask yourself, what would help me move to a 5? Small, consistent steps taken with intention are what create new neural pathways and strengthen them over time. That's the science of neuroplasticity. And it's also the energetic truth of alignment. The more you align your actions with your desired future, the stronger that future becomes. When I say the Empowered Recovery Program heals the whole person, I mean it literally and energetically for the mind. We rewire neural circuits, reframe beliefs, and learn relapse prevention tools for the body. We reset physical health through programs like the Clean Body Reboot to support brain chemistry for the spirit. We align energy and intention so your daily actions match the life you're creating. Neuroscience confirms that the brain can change. Energy work confirms that change can ripple outward into every aspect of your being. When you put them together, you're not just in recovery, you're in transformation. So take a moment now. What's one insight from today that you can apply in the next 24 hours? Write it down. Put it somewhere you'll see it. Every intentional act strengthens your new pathway. In our next episode, we'll explore the stages of recovery, what they look like in the DSM-5 and SAMHSA's model, how they actually unfold in real life, and how knowing your stage can give you clarity, direction, and confidence in your journey. Until then, remember, you have the power to rewire your brain and realign your life. The path is yours to create. If you're a residential treatment center, outpatient facility, or clinician who's ready to bring the Empowered Recovery course into your programming, I'd love to connect. This curriculum blends evidence-based practices with whole person healing to empower clients in mind, body, and spirit. Reach out to me directly at alignmentprairiana@gmail.com or visit the Empowered Recovery course page at alignmentwithprairiana.com to learn more. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Breaking Free From Within. If this conversation supported you in any way, I'd be so grateful if you left a 5-star review. It helps this podcast reach more people who are ready to reclaim their power and align with the life they were meant to live. You can find more resources, blog articles, and healing tools at alignmentwithprairiana.com. Until next time, keep breaking free from within.